This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hello, everyone out there, and welcome to Mad Wednesday. Today is Halloween.
I'm scared.
You're scared. Robbie and Dean are going off. Hi, it's me, Dean and Robbie. And we have a lot of trick-or-treating for you here today on the Joy Airwaves. I was a little bit excited. We have dressed up, in fact, haven't we?
We have, Dean.
We've gotten our costumes going on.
I did make it over to your house during the week, and I raided your closet, and I found a very scary morph suit.
I think you mean skin tight, Robbie. I think you mean a very skin tight morph suit.
Reason it's scary, okay?
No, not at all. Yet you've got guts falling out all over the place. And my Halloween costume.
It's the scariest thing
I think I've ever seen, because I've printed the postal survey form from last year's postal survey, voluntary postal survey that happened in Australia. I printed that on a T-shirt and I am wearing that. I've been wearing it all day, just walking around Melbourne with that, which has given me some very odd looks, I'm going to be honest.
Well, I'm not surprised, because the form hasn't been ticked yet.
No, the form hasn't been ticked. But the thing is, I was having the ticking of the yes. That's not scary. That's
true,
good.
True.
So it was the ticking the other way around. And then I didn't like the idea of walking around with a T-shirt on with someone ticking no. I thought that was even worse.
Yeah, that's more of a political statement.
Well, I mean, my entire Halloween costume today is a political statement, because at the end of the day, it's Australian Horror Story. It's a very scary thing that we experienced last year in the postal survey. So I'm wearing the survey form on my chest to remind everyone that happened, because the anniversary is not that far away, let's be honest. But also, it's important to be aware that there's plenty of other stuff. I mean, I'm getting political. I'm winding Wednesdays up already. But there's a whole lot of stuff going on in regard to gender on birth certificates and gender equality and validity and safe religious teaching in schools. And that stuff's happening right now. Here in Victoria, we've got elections coming up and stuff. But this was just to remind everyone that was really awful. And if there was ever a day to wear this, it is Halloween.
And I'm just here to remind everybody that zombies are awful too.
Yay! You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean, and we are having one huge Halloween here on the show.
We've decided to get dressed up for an audio medium,
yes,
Dean.
Yes, we have gotten right into the spirit of all the costumes that come with Halloween. Robbie is dressed in a Lycra, skin-tight zombie outfit. His guts are out and everything. It's great.
Stop talking about my guts.
No, I'm saying it's great. You've got your guts. They're poking out. It's very realistic.
The internal ones and the external ones.
Stop looking at my brains, Robbie. Stop looking at my brains.
It is nice and warm in the studio in this full Lycra outfit, in fact.
Look, I'm okay with you peeling a layer of skin away or not. And I am dressed up with last year's postal survey form on my T-shirt, because that was my own personal Australian Horror Story. I just thought I would remind everyone about it.
I think I'd rather cross another zombie than that form again.
I would rather have The Walking Dead be real life than go through that kind of experience. I'm going to be honest. It's a no for me. It's a no, but it is Halloween after all. I love that the show has actually fallen on this spooky, scary holiday, which I always have a whole lot of fun with. In the lead up to Halloween, it's always great that there are so many Halloween parties that pop up here or there. And I luckily have had 3 children's birthday parties on the weekend. And the parents just thought, let's do it the easy way, and made them all Halloween parties. Themed. Some of them were a first birthday party. And I've got to admit, the costumes for kids are absolutely fantastic. But what terrified me is the number of parents, their easy go-to outfit is just something from Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like the new Star Wars, which just surprised me. I thought we would see some Princess Leia's I've loved the new Star Wars, but I haven't been like, let's buy all the things and get the lightsabers like I was when I was a child. But I guess kids are banging on into it.
I guess if you've got kids, though.
Well, the best thing, did you like the new Star Wars?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
So you know how that was that new R2-D2?
The BB-8.
Yeah, that's it, BB-8. Yeah. There are actual costumes for BB-8. And what was hilarious is there are costumes for infants less than 1 year old for, with the matching hat and the round suit. And I was at this first birthday party with three kids in the BB-8 costumes. And it was the cutest thing to see.
My favourite costume that I've seen this year was on a little baby too. It was on a three-month-old baby. And it was a picture. They had dressed the baby up in a white beanie, a little bit of a white tail coming from the head. So it looked like a little sperm, and he was holding a sign that said, "I'm wearing the same costume as last year."
Oh my God, that's so good. I've got to admit, I do love diving. This is the least amount of effort I've put into a Halloween outfit. I mean, as Robbie did say earlier on the show, he actually went to my home and I laid out a whole bunch of costumes for him. There was a Hulk one. There were many, many options for you to choose from, but I love what you've picked. I'm a big fan of the skin tight lycra suits, I must say. So you've done a very good job. And yeah, but every single year I go all out. And this year I feel like this is the simplest outfit I've ever worn, but it's got a political message.
But it's oh so complicated.
It was, I mean, I was with my sister and her niece and we were walking down Smith Street and she's like, "You just had to make a point, didn't you?" And I'm like, yeah. And my niece is in this is so cute. She's in a bright pink skeleton outfit.
Aww.
With fairy wings. Like, this is the one thing I love about dressing up for kids. There's no plan to it. They just grab everything in the costume box, chuck it on, and they're like, "I'm in costume."
It's the same for the gays.
It's true.
We've often heard Halloween.
Well, normally it's just a harness, isn't it?
Yeah, and
whatever one accessory goes with that harness.
But yeah, you do sort of have the right to sort of dress up however you like, and I think that's why Halloween often gets referred to as Gay Christmas.
It's true. Well, so does Eurovision. Pretty much, we'll take any holiday we can get. But it was funny because in the paper earlier this week there was a whole "Don't come trick or treating at my house," and I have a couple of friends that they put signs on their front gate going, "We don't celebrate Halloween here." So there are plenty of people that are very anti it. Not quite, but we've got tons of people that are very anti Halloween, and I just don't get why. I love giving candy to people.
Yeah. Look, I think people are scared of the, you know, sort of the globalization factor of it. The people go, "Well, that's an American thing. Leave it in America."
The irony is it's actually not, because Halloween started in Ireland.
Yeah.
I've been doing some research. Halloween actually began in Ireland, and the very first country where trick-or-treating began was Canada.
There you go. Yeah.
It was Canada. So everyone's saying it's all about the Americanization. I'm telling you now, you're wrong.
No.
You haven't got it. Not gotten it right.
And even if it was, what does it matter? It's a great part of their culture.
I don't need any excuse to dress up into a costume and to run around and have some fun. So the more of that, the better, I say. Are you trick-or-treating tonight? Have you got a costume that you're going to put on? What's your feelings on Halloween? Why don't you let us know? You can hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
And if you want to see our costumes, we have posted them on Facebook
and a couple
of other places.
Yes, and Twitter and Instagram.
So head to the Mad Wednesday Facebook page if you want to see the scariest Halloween costume I've ever seen, the postal survey, or me as a zombie.
I love you as a zombie, Robbie. I love it. Stop looking at my brains.
Great, I'll stay this way.
I'm making him hungry. You stick to chicken nuggets.
Yum, 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 yum.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we're joined by the fabulous Ruby Taboo.
Dean, I'm still alive.
I know. Okay, so for those that have just tuned in, I did the cinnamon challenge live on air where I had to swallow a teaspoon of cinnamon. Needless to say, it didn't last long. It's not a great challenge to try and do during hay fever season.
Probably not.
Breathing is hard enough.
We'll get the video of that up onto the Mad Wednesday page in a little bit. I've got some nice lolly frogs for you.
Well, it helps. James, I mean, I'm always down for a treat. Now, have you guys ever trick-or-treated and someone has said they want a trick and don't want to give you a treat?
I don't think anyone does.
That's meant to be the thing of it, like, is you go trick or treat, and if they go, "Oh, it's a trick," and if you don't give them a lolly, then they toilet paper your house or something. You know? I mean, that's what television shows.
I thought you were supposed to do a trick. Okay, so you trick. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know the hard and fast rules, I'm going to be honest. I'm confused by it all.
I just know it never happens. You say trick or treat and you get lollies.
But
and you,
sounds I've like got an offering.
An offering.
So you say, no, but it's like, so the person who is
just straight into the pagan tradition.
You show up
of Halloween,
to someone's doorstep
it?
With a chicken and. With a live chicken, and you just say ominously,
trick or treat. which one do you want?
Give me the boost bars, Barbara.
That's a good way to overload on sugar for one night of the year.
It is. I mean, and I really appreciate the shops just getting behind this and discounting all of their chocolate. Just gives me an excuse to fill the, you know, the stores at home.
It has grown popular. Like, it's become more and more popular in Australia.
Do you know what I love as well? We have mini pumpkins that you can get. You can get tiny pumpkins, but carving them is very difficult.
Yeah.
The trick is that you can use a tea tree light, but you can use those on a big one as well. It does the same job.
Be creative.
Yeah.
Why not?
Not asking for much, are we?
Yeah. Make your own candle, whack it in there.
All right, so do you guys have a favourite costume that you've... Have you ever trick-or-treated or you like dressing up as? What's your go-to look?
Well, like, being a part-time woman, I feel like every day that's not... Like, this is... Like, I dress up all the time.
This is true.
And, like, Halloween's my night off. Like, all the heteros are, like, going around, like, dressing up, and I'm like, I'm in bed by 8 p.m. Like, do not knock on my door.
I'm respecting this.
Costume ideas. I feel like the weird ones are my favourite. I love people that dress up as puns. One of my friends, he's quite the redhead, and he went to a Halloween party as the gingerbread man.
Ooh.
And, like, stuck loaves of bread to his shirt.
That's good. Oh, see, that's good. I think always great inspiration you can get is from a song.
Yes.
Songs are great inspiration. Like, you can do Poker Face or Better the Devil You Know or Come on, Eileen. Like, you can do any of them.
Ring of Fire. You could do any of them,
absolutely.
But you do have to ask Eileen first.
Take some inspiration.
Yeah.
And then you'll be fine. Yeah. 99 Red Balloons.
My husband ordered off the internet and went to a dress-up party recently in a big Baymax.
He did.
Wow.
Baymax, it was amazing.
Incredible. It was from the movie Big Hero 6, a big inflatable. So
it was huge.
You step into it and it's got a network of fans inside, so it blows up.
It was so good.
It's like the boy in the bubble kind of
thing. Oh, completely.
And it was huge.
He was having a great time. He was dancing on the dance floor. He was having a ball. So when it comes to costume, size does matter. That's what we're saying.
Oh, 100%.
Size does matter. So if you're getting your trick-or-treating on tonight, we want to just throw it out there. Have an absolutely awesome time. And if you're not, just dress up at home.
Yeah.
You never need an excuse to get a costume on and have a little bit of fun with it.
No, chuck on a face mask. Say that you're just cleansing. And scare some children.
Oh, why not? Oh, well, look, if you are getting your Halloween festiveness on, do let us know what your outfits are. Chuck them on your social media. We want to see and we want to hear about it. We've dressed up. We've had a whole lot of fun today on the show.
We've had a great Halloween bumper edition.
We've certainly gotten our trick or treat on. And you know what? We'll have our horse hung Mad Wednesday next week. Because, you know, we've got the long weekend going on. You know, everyone's returning. We'll be back on air.
Don't you love summer? There's so many events coming.
There's so much to do. So, you know, whatever you're doing over this long weekend, have an absolutely fantastic time. Enjoy yourselves. And that's it for us here on Mad Wednesday. It's been a whole lot of fun. Ruby, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been so terrified this entire time.
We've had a ball. And Robbie, we will be back next week.
We will. See you then.
Bye. This has been Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.